It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us live and local now all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. How did the president's speech play across our listening area? Well, we've talked a little bit about that. But how did it play in our nation's capital? Will it move the needle? Will it get Democrats back to the negotiating table? Will the next Situation Room meeting between the president and leadership in Congress generate any movement whatsoever? Let's check in with our buddy Mark Lauder, the head of Lauder Communications, a national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, and he joins us from our nation's capital. Mark, what did you think of the speech? Did it do what it was supposed to do?
Yeah, good afternoon, Kevin. Yeah, I think it absolutely did. What the American people heard last night was the same thing that I heard when I was at the White House on Monday talking to the president and to the vice president, Secretary Nielsen, is that we have a crisis, a humanitarian crisis and a national security crisis on our southern border. And I think the president put a real face to it in terms of the issues. I mean, let's not forget what he said last night. One-third, just about one-third of the women who are making that trek up to our southern border are being sexually assaulted. 70% of the men, the women, and the children who are making that journey are the victims of violence. When you talk about the drugs that are pouring across the southern border, this is a true crisis.
Let me ask you, because the Democrats are saying that the president was preaching fear, that he was trying to, quote, manufacture a crisis. What is the other side of that argument?
Well, I think the facts are the other side of that argument. We have 60,000 people a month right now who are coming across our southern border. And when you talk about those that are being assaulted, those who are being the victims of violence, and then you remember that 90% of the heroin that is coming into our country and a substantial portion of the fentanyl is coming across that southern border, it is a crisis. It is impacting our neighborhoods, our communities across this country, regardless of the immigration issue itself. And that's the reason why we have to secure the border. And it's something that Democrats used to stand for. They voted just 5 years ago for $46 billion, and that doubled the amount of barrier that was going to be on the southern border. And now all of a sudden, because President Trump's in the Oval Office, they kind of forget about that.
Let me ask you, I get a sense, and maybe I'm reading between the lines from his speech last night and other stuff that has come out of the White House just in the last 48 hours. You spoke with him on Monday. I am curious. I get a sense that he would love
to declare a state of emergency. And as early as this morning, he said if negotiations don't work out, a state of emergency may be on the way. Do you get a sense after your conversations that he really would love to do that?
Actually, no. I don't think he would love to do it. In our conversations on Monday, he was really hopeful that negotiations would work. He's hopeful that we can get this done through the normal course of business through the United States Congress. But he's also prepared to use the authority that he has as president if those negotiations fail. And what we heard from Chuck and Nancy last night is the same thing that staffers were telling the vice president over the weekend. No negotiations unless you capitulate and you completely reopen the federal government. And I'll tell you, the answer to them from the vice president was, that ain't going to happen.
Wow. I'm curious what you thought of the, thank you, Nancy, moment when they did the handoff. One of the cheesiest looking responses to a presidential address I think I've ever seen. What did you think of the Chuck and Nancy show?
Well, I'll tell you, it was definitely, and I'll give them a certain pass because there's no way that you can compete with the Oval Office. I don't care what president, what party is in there. The other side is never going to be able to compete with just the sheer, the massive power and the images of the Oval Office. But the one thing, and I just tweeted this a few minutes ago, Chuck Schumer said that the Statue of Liberty, not a wall, should be the symbol of our country. And I just tweeted out, I was like, newsflash, Chuck, right next to the Statue of Liberty was Ellis Island, where immigrants came, they registered, they signed their names in the book, they answered questions, and if they met the qualifications of the law, they were admitted into our country. That was the symbol of legal immigration, and what they're standing for right now is illegal immigration, and I just don't think the American people are going to stand for it.
Again, Mark Lauder joining us from Lauder Communications, a national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, a guy that meets regularly with the president, with the vice president. Do you have any indication coming out of the White House this morning or from Capitol Hill that this next, and I'm not even sure when it is, but this next Situation Room meeting is going to generate any compromise at all on the part of the Democrats? Hello, Mark.
It was that they were not interested in compromise unless the president completely capitulated. And that's just not the way you negotiate. You can't negotiate with people who don't want to negotiate. The president has already made a number of positions for them at their request, including adding millions of dollars in funding for new technology and new people to help guard our ports of entry, to stop the flow of drugs and smuggling through the ports of entry. He's also included a great idea, and he mentioned this to me on Monday. He's like, they came with an idea that said, why can't we let children seeking asylum in our country apply in their country of origin at our embassies and consulates? And then if they're approved, they can come here. And if they're not, they're already home. They can stay home. The president thought that was a great idea. And so he's like, let's include that. So they included a proposal to change the law and to add the resources necessary to make that done. But once again, on the other side, the answer is, still no deal. We're not going to give you anything for border security.
Is this a matter of what we've talked about before? I remember when the president offered not 800,000 DACA and Dreamers a path to citizenship. He promised 1.8 million of them. And the Democrats just walked away, and everybody at that point said, they don't want the four pillars. They just want an issue to run political campaigns on. Is that what this comes down to, that they want the issue? They don't want a solution?
Absolutely, and I think that's another reason why I truly believe they want federal workers to not get their paycheck on Friday, so they and their friends in the national media can go out and fill the airwaves with tears and stories of hardship. And don't get me wrong, the federal workers in this are the ones who are in the middle, and it's unfortunate. They're going to get their back pay. They know that. And it doesn't make it any easier at the moment, but they do have the solace in knowing that they have a job and that they have a paycheck that will make good. But what about the people who've been the victims of crime? What about the people who have lost their lives and lost loved ones? They're not going to get those back. And so the president's going to hold firm, and we'll see if we can get a deal. And if not, he'll take the executive action that's necessary to secure the border and make sure that we stop the flow of drugs, we stop the flow of gangs and criminals, and more importantly, we stop the incentive that is having traffickers and coyotes that are taking advantage and abusing women and children that are trying to make it to this country.
You met with the vice president. You've met with the president as late as Monday. Do you get a sense there is a plan B if this last-ditch Situation Room effort does not produce compromise, does not produce some sort of settlement to allow us to reopen the government? Is there a plan B that you know of?
Well, they don't. They'll prefer to focus on Plan A, which is to come up with a compromise that can meet everybody's needs. And I think that's where they should. The president's going to make his case again today to Congress. He's going to go to the border tomorrow in Texas, make the case again, and talk to the experts. I mean, this is who we should be listening to. If you listen to the Customs and Border Patrol agents and the officials that represent them, and the former officials of both parties, even Obama's head of Customs and Border Patrol said walls work. Not exactly sure why Democrats who used to support them now oppose them so much.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Do you know what time they're going to be in the Situation Room, or are they there already?
I don't remember the schedule off the top of my head. No.
Okay, not a problem. This should be interesting the next 24 hours, especially tomorrow's visit to McAllen, Texas. Mark, as always, thanks so much for your expertise. I really appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Kevin.
Mark Lotter, the head of Lotter Communications, L-O-T-T-E-R, Lotter Communications, and he's also a national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, the RNC. Stick around, more to do. We're going to find out in the next 45 minutes if the president accomplished his mission last night, and that was to inform, not scare, but inform the American people about the crisis along our southern border. The question is, do you believe there is a crisis along our southern border? You think it's made up? You think it's full of lies? I want to find out from you. So I'm going to open up our phone lines right now to everybody. No matter where you live, if you live in the Coachella Valley, that's fine. You live in northern Nevada, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Ely, Battle Mountain, Amargosa Valley, Hawthorne, Pahrump, doesn't matter. Call me right now, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit nevadapolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit nevadapolicy.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Let's go. Walks further down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Are you hanging on the edge?
By the way, coming up, top of the hour, we'll be joined by Craig Mueller. He is the attorney of record, trying to empower the county commissioners in Nye County, the newly elected and newly sworn in county commissioners, that they're the ones that ought to be determining who it is that succeeds the late Dennis Hoff. And who will determine who represents District 36 in the Nevada legislature? Craig Mueller will join us. He was in Pahrump yesterday for court. The news wasn't good, but it wasn't that bad either. He was seeking injunctive relief. They did not agree to do that. And so they've got a court date set for sometime in early February. Craig Mueller will join us. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's get to your phone calls. The president spoke for 9.5 minutes. And coming up a little bit later in the show, I'll let you hear the entire speech. The entire speech. And it was very impressive, and I thought he made the case. Now, the question is, did the president do what the president had to do? And that is, change minds. We'll see what you think. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And in fact, I'll tell you what, let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to, man, it's been a while. It seems like it was even last year that we talked to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Good morning.
Yes, Kevin, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
Good. I thought I'd give you my extreme great insight into the address. Actually, I listened to it, and this really was not an address to. It was an address to calm a frightened public. But actually, no. It was an address to frighten a calm public. That's the way I looked at it. I don't know what you thought.
Let me give you a third option. The third option is to educate people on the crisis that is going on right now along our southern border. I mean, ask the parents of Kate Steinle if there's a crisis along our southern border.
Yeah, but those are frightening things. You're trying to scare, like, one or
the
two.
The truth is a scary thing.
Hundreds of murders by people who aren't. Hundreds of murders of policemen and citizens who aren't done by aliens, illegal aliens, by American citizens. I mean, for every one policeman shot or killed by an illegal alien, there's 200 by American citizens. I mean, it sounds like we're all being murdered by them.
Well, the fact is, the fact is that we have families all across the country that are mourning their family members, and all because of these illegal aliens.
What about people who are killed by American citizens? Aren't people mourning? Which is 100-1 or 200-1. It's not just.
The difference is, Carl, we can stop this killing. You know, all the other killings, that's something for another day. But we know that a wall will work and will keep these people, the MS-13 gang members, will keep them out.
Well, you know, Trump said the Great Wall of China. Look at that. He brought that up once. And actually, for about 1,000 years, they kept illegal egg rolls from coming into China. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Carl, your argument just doesn't hold up. And is it wrong? Is it wrong to tell somebody on a Southern Nevada night, don't be jaywalking in dark clothes with no reflectors because you might be killed by a truck? Is that trying to scare people or trying to educate people? You tell me. Which is right? Is the president just trying to use fear, or is he trying to educate? We have a problem along our southern border. We have a crisis along our southern border. And by the way, since when should a president not inform the general public on a matter of public safety? I mean, this is a public safety issue. It's a national security issue. How many of these illegals are carrying suitcase nukes across our border? I mean, I'm just saying. That's what's really, really scary. But mourning people like Kate Steinle. I mean, it's incredible. And if you're the Democrats, you just say, well, he's just trying to scare people. Not trying to scare people. He's trying to educate people into action. Stick around. More to do. Coming up, we'll get to more of your calls. In fact, I've got two lines open right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It is live and local now. So what did you think of the president's speech last night? There is a new survey out. It does not include last night's speech. But the survey conducted January 4th through 6th, 1,989 registered voters. It's a morning consult Politico poll. It shows that a plurality of voters believe that the U.S. is facing a on the southern border due to illegal. 37% see the border situation as just a problem, and 12% don't think it's a problem. So, just doing the math, 79% see it as either a crisis or as a problem along our southern border. Now, I want to find out if after seeing the president and his address, in fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let you hear the entire speech from the president in its entirety. Obviously, there are no applause lines. But I want you to hear the president. This is cut six. This is the president of the United States last night from the Oval Office. And then we'll try and get a handle on whether you believe what the president is selling, and that is that there is a crisis along a southern border. Here it is.
My fellow Americans, tonight I am speaking to you because there is a growing humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border. Every day, Customs and Border Patrol agents encounter thousands of illegal immigrants trying to enter our country. We are out of space to hold them, and we have no way to promptly return them back home to their country. America proudly welcomes millions of lawful immigrants who enrich our society and contribute to our nation. But all Americans are hurt by uncontrolled illegal migration. It strains public resources and drives down jobs and wages. Among those hardest hit are African Americans and Hispanic Americans. Our southern border is a pipeline for vast quantities of illegal drugs, including meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl. Every week, 300 of our citizens are killed by heroin alone, 90% of which floods across from our southern border. More Americans will die from drugs this year than were killed in the entire Vietnam War. In the last 2 years, ICE officers made 266,000 arrests of aliens with criminal records, including those charged or convicted of 100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, and 4,000 violent killings. Over the years, thousands of Americans have been brutally killed by those who illegally entered our country, and thousands more lives will be lost if we don't act right now. This is a humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, and a crisis of the soul. Last month, 20,000 migrant children were illegally brought into the United States, a dramatic increase. These children are used as human pawns by vicious coyotes and ruthless gangs. One in three women are sexually assaulted on the dangerous trek up through Mexico. Women and children are the biggest victims, by far, of our broken system. This is the tragic reality of illegal immigration on our southern border. This is the cycle of human suffering that I am determined to end. My administration has presented Congress with a detailed proposal to secure the border and stop the criminal gangs, drug smugglers, and human traffickers. It's a tremendous problem. Our proposal was developed by law enforcement professionals and border agents at the Department of Homeland Security. These are the resources they have requested to properly perform their mission and keep America safe. In fact, safer than ever before. The proposal from Homeland Security includes cutting-edge technology for detecting drugs, weapons, illegal contraband, and many other things. We have requested more agents, immigration judges, and bed space to process the sharp rise in unlawful migration fueled by our very strong economy. Our plan also contains an urgent request for humanitarian assistance and medical support. Furthermore, we have asked Congress to close border security loopholes so that illegal immigrant children can be safely and humanely returned back home. Finally, as part of an overall approach to border security, law enforcement professionals have requested $5.7 billion for a physical barrier. at the request of Democrats, it will be a steel barrier rather than a concrete wall. This barrier is absolutely critical to border security. It's also what our professionals at the border want and need. This is just common sense. The border wall would very quickly pay for itself. The cost of illegal drugs exceeds $500 billion a year, vastly more than the $5.7 billion we have requested from Congress. The wall will also be paid for indirectly by the great new trade deal we have made with Mexico. Senator Chuck Schumer, who you will be hearing from later tonight, has repeatedly supported a physical barrier in the past, along with many other Democrats. They changed their mind only after I was elected president. Democrats in Congress have refused to acknowledge the crisis. And they have refused to provide our brave border agents with the tools they desperately need to protect our families and our nation. The federal government remains shut down for one reason and one reason only, because Democrats will not fund border security. My administration is doing everything in our power to help those impacted by the situation. But the only solution is for Democrats to pass a spending bill that defends our borders and reopens the government. This situation could be solved in a 45-minute meeting. I have invited congressional leadership to the White House tomorrow to get this done. Hopefully, we can rise above partisan politics in order to support national security. Some have suggested a barrier is immoral. Then why do wealthy politicians build walls, fences, and gates around their homes? They don't build walls because they hate the people on the outside, but because they love the people on the inside. The only thing that is immoral is the politicians to do nothing and continue to allow more innocent people to be so horribly victimized. America's heart broke the day after Christmas when a young police officer in California was savagely murdered in cold blood by an illegal alien who just came across the border. The life of an American hero was stolen by someone who had no right to be in our country. Day after day, precious lives are cut short by those who have violated our borders. In California, an Air Force veteran was raped, murdered, and beaten to death with a hammer by an illegal alien with a long criminal history. In Georgia, an illegal alien was recently charged with murder for killing, beheading, and dismembering his neighbor. In Maryland, MS-13 gang members who arrived in the United States as unaccompanied minors were arrested and charged last year after viciously stabbing and beating a 16-year-old girl. Over the last several years, I've met with dozens of families whose loved ones were stolen by illegal immigration. I've held the hands of the weeping mothers and embraced the grief stricken fathers. So sad, so terrible. I will never forget the pain in their eyes, the tremble in their voices, and the sadness gripping their souls. How much more American blood must we shed before Congress does its job? To those who refuse to compromise in the name of border security, I would ask, imagine if it was your child, your husband, or your wife, whose life was so cruelly shattered and totally broken. To every member of Congress, pass a bill that ends this crisis. To every citizen, call Congress and tell them to finally, after all of these decades, secure our border. This is a choice between right and wrong, justice and injustice. This is about whether we fulfill our sacred duty to the American citizens we serve. When I took the oath of office, I swore to protect our country. And that is what I will always do. So help me God. Thank you and good night.
I thought it was a great speech. I thought it did exactly what it was intended to do. Not to create fear, but to educate the American public that there is a crisis on our border. That's it in a nutshell. Now, the reaction to the lamestream media, the fake news media, pretty much as expected. In fact, let's go to cut two. This is John King and Dana Bash on CNN. Their instant analysis of the Trump Oval Office speech.
Did anybody move anybody who counts? Mm-hmm. Did the president either solidify his support? We've seen some cracks. I don't want to over-magnify them. There's just a handful right now. But some cracks among Republican senators, some cracks among Republican-leaning organizations like the Chamber of Commerce saying, stop, this is starting to hurt the economy. Do what the Democrats say, essentially. Mm-hmm. Reopen the government and negotiate over the border. There's cracks. It's not. Did the president help his cause there? We'll find out as he goes to Capitol Hill tomorrow. Did the Democrats lose it? Did the president win over any Democrats or Democratic-minded voters or institutions? I think
that's
not.
Really the key question is whether or not the president could use this very important event that is supposed to be saved for big national or international events to explain to not his base, who already believes him, but the people who aren't sure what this is all about and don't really get what this is all about, explain to them and convince them, or at least let them make them start to look at this in a different way. And that wasn't what he did.
Dana Bash and John King last night on CNN, predictably, one of the things we're going to do coming up in our next segment is we'll get to your phone calls. Those of you that saw the speech, or maybe you just heard the speech, all 9.5 minutes of it on this show. Okay. Is the president fear-mongering, or is he simply educating the public? And do you agree with the president that there is a crisis along our southern border? We'll get to that. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Your call straight ahead from all across our listening area as we continue live and local now.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, president and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business, but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And local now. Good to have you with us. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. I've got one line open. If you've been trying to sneak through, you'd be getting a busy signal. I have just freed up a line. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin Kevin in Las Vegas. Kevin, I love that name. You're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, this is Kevin. Yeah, so I got something I'd like to touch on. You know how the Dems, they're pushing so hard, saying, oh, it's so racist, building this border wall and stuff. Why don't we just start mass putting out, like, we need, like, some people to get together, put some money, and mass put out our own commercials and re-show everything that the Dems have said for the past 15, 20 years. And then put, was it racist then? How come they don't want it now? You know, we need to start showing the people what they were voting for back then and what the people they voted for back then were saying, and show them, now, were you racist back then? Because you voted for it too.
Can I tell you that is a great idea. No, it really is. Where are the Koch brothers? Where is Sheldon Adelson? Why not run a bunch of ads, make sure that you call your member of Congress and tell them you wanted them to do today what they were willing to do, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever. I love that idea. No, I really do. Go to Deanne. Deanne, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, I was calling. I was born in San Diego, right close to the border. I was there until I was 50 years old. I'm 78 now. I was so impressed with the president's speech last night. He was straightforward. There was nothing anyone could complain about. He didn't wave his hands strangely or nobody say anything about his hair. He gave us the facts. Is coming from San Diego, still having relatives there. I had no idea of the numbers of people that have been murdered or raped or the crimes that have been reported because the regular news doesn't tell you any of that. And well, I'm so proud of him.
Well, okay. There's a big question is, Deanne, do you think, and I don't know if you've talked to some of your friends already this morning, but has he changed any minds? Has he moved the needle, so to speak?
I would think so. If anyone really listened to him, even if we save one life, isn't one life worth a fence? I ask all of these people that are against a fence or a wall to keep criminals out. Then open your doors, leave your car open, don't walk your children to school. But of course, we're not going to do that because we're too sensible. So
no,
why not have one across the border?
I like the idea, that the president used in the speech relative to, they're not doing this because they hate the people on the other side of the wall. It's because they love the people inside the wall. The president was very specific about that.
Of course. And all Nancy and Schumer did was say, well, it's not worth it. Let's spend it on drones. Well, what's a drone going to do?
Good question.
People that live... Pardon me?
No. I was just going to say, but your logic is right on. Deanne, thank you. You want to join us? Want to be a part of the show? I can't get to you right now. I'm running to the end of the hour, and I'm going to have Craig Mueller on to begin the next hour. But shortly after that, and again, we'll be talking for about 5 or 10 minutes just to give us an update on what happened yesterday in court in Pahrump at the Justice Center. But I would love to hear from you. Did the president move the needle? Is it possible that rather than fear-mongering, what he did was he essentially educated the American people that we do have a crisis along our southern border? New poll numbers out that seem to indicate Americans get it. They know we have a crisis, or at least a problem, along our southern border. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Craig Mueller was in Pahrump yesterday, was in Nye County, and we'll find out what happened in court and District 36. All that and more coming up live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.